Hello, this is Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. You're listening to the Roger Reviews podcast. This is part four of our 2013 AVN Awards overview, where we go over the process, some interesting stories about movies and stars, and run down the nominees and maybe pick out some of the best and the worst. If you want to go back and listen to parts one through four, you can click right below whatever icon you're looking at. There'll be a list there. And go over kind of the way we're doing this. Really quickly, I've been voting in this awards for quite a long time. It is an incredible honor. It's one of the reasons I do these podcasts, to go through this. You guys can see some of the work that goes into first selecting by the AVN editorial staff, and then the voting by that same staff and myself and other reviewers. So before I get started, I'd like to point out that there is a feedback button down at the bottom for comments. If you'd use it, that would be fantastic. We've already got a couple. I'm going to go ahead and address those just because I think it's really cool, and maybe it'll encourage some of the rest of you to go ahead and comment. Part one got a comment from a multiple nominee and fetish icon, Julie Simone. She said that she really enjoyed it. Well, thank you very much, Julie. I'm really glad you listened, and I'm glad you liked it. Hopefully there's some good information for fans and for the filmmakers as well. I am speaking as a voter, so letting people know what I like and what I appreciate and some of the thought process that goes in, so they know, you know, we're not just throwing up names. I don't do that. And as far as I know, the other voters don't either. They really do take it seriously. So, and I've talked to Don Houston, who also put some comments on, and Bono and some of the other writers, you know, Todd Hunter, these are people that I know and respect, and they take this very seriously. Julie said that she thought we just voted for the first pick, didn't realize that we do rank them. That's one thing, is you keep this in mind. This is not just to pick your favorite. This is rank them, 1 through 7, 1 through 10, 1 through 15, whatever it is. So it does matter. You know, is there a chance that who you pick 13th over 14th might decide who wins? Maybe not. But definitely if you leave someone out of the top 5, just because you weren't really paying attention and thinking, you could definitely cost them a win. And I know there have been some votes that came down to one vote, you know? So, anyway, thank you, Julie. That was her comment. She left that about part one. About part two, Don Houston, however we pronounce his name, Houston Don, also points out that we do rank the nominees, that not everybody realizes. And then we would talk a little bit about some of the criteria. Some of the criteria for categories is difficult to determine. They're not spelled out for us, and we sort of have to ask other people and make our own decisions. So Don's got some other things to say about the best performer categories, and how some performers certainly shine in Gonzo and then not do well in features. Some do well in both. So thank you both, Don and Julie Simone, for your feedback. Hopefully people will use the feedback button for this episode. Episode? We call it an episode. This podcast as well. We're picking up on avnawards.com under the 2013 nominees. The category we left off with, last one we did was Best Continuing Series. Now we're to Best Director in a Feature. And this is one where I'm just now finishing some of the nominees. But nominees are Stormy Daniels for Blow from Wicked, Jonathan Morgan for Bust Invaders from Mart, also from Wicked, Brad Armstrong for Countdown, also from Wicked, Michael Ninn for The Four, David Stanley in her Head for Vivid, Nika Noel, Mother's Love, James Avalon, My Mother's Best Friend 6, Harry Sparks for Revenge of the Petites, a very popular movie this year, Soma Snake Oil for Rubber Bordello, a fetish movie that is nominated as a feature in a comedy, which is great to see, Paul Thomas for Shared Wives from New Sensations, Sam Hain for the Valley from Zero Tolerance, which is a movie I really liked, Torn, Jackie St. James and Eddie Powell directors. That's actually what I'm watching currently, so I still have to wait and see how that turns out. Voila from Girlfriend Films, B. Scow, the director. Voracious, John Saliano, and Wasteland, Elegant Angel, Graham Travis. Really outstanding collection of directors here. Graham Travis, of course, directed Portrait of a Call Girl last year that won pretty much everything. I think he's got a good shot at repeating that, honestly, with Wasteland. That was outstanding. Still have not seen Voracious. I believe that's the last one on this list for me to watch. So I'll have to see that. Really, I'm liking Torn. I'm sure I'll finish that today. The Valley I loved. Sam Hain's a really good director. The art direction and the direction overall for the four by Nin was very good. I think that's going to be tough to beat. If I'm handicapping this, I think Wasteland, Graham Travis, probably deserves it again. Although, again, I have yet to see Voracious, and Stagliano, I believe, is still one of the best directors in the history of this industry. So he'd be a favorite as well. Best director for foreign features. Haven't really seen a lot of these. I did see Inglourious Bitches, which was directed by Max Candy from Mark Dorcel. That was very good. Just watch Serial Fucker from Pure Play. Good also. That's a category I'll have to watch more of. It almost feels like that's a category that could be sort of blended in now. We used to separate the European versus the American productions because there were so many of both. I think when it comes to features, we're slowing down so much that maybe Best Director and Feature can be split up. Best Director Foreign Non-Feature. Wow, there's a lot of these. Some names here: Rocco Siffredi, Elise Loves Rocco, Max Candy again for Army Girls from Dorcel, Cruel DPs, Raul Christian, Nacho Vidal for Fucking Tour. Who else? Tanya Hyde, Psycho Sex. Tanya's always on this list. Christoph Clark for Jesse Volta's My Sexy Toy. I loved that movie. Seen a lot of these. Also, Brooklyn Lee Nymphomaniac is a movie I'm watching today. So, Gazman. I really like his stuff for Harmony. I've heard really great things about that. So, that's probably a good bet there. Although, from what I've seen, and again, haven't seen them all, Jesse Volt, My Sexy Toy, Christoph Clark did an excellent job. Christoph's a great director. Best Director Non-Feature. Alexis Ford, Dark Side, Jules Jordan. Still have not seen that. Here it's great. Ali Hayes has been blackmailed. I have that to watch also. Kimberly Kane directed that one. Slow down a little bit, Raj. Angel of Debauchery 9, Johnny Darko, one of my favorite directors. Craving 2, Brad Armstrong, directed in both categories. Good for Brad. Danny Daniels' Dare, Mason. Fuckability 2, Joanna Angel, great movie, great director. How to Make a Cheap Porno, Mike Quasar, another one of my favorite directors, great guy. Barrett Blade for Wicked and Jesse Rogers Unbreakable. Belladonna, Christina Rose Unfiltered. Meet Bonnie, Eddie Powell, that's very popular. Meow 2, Generation X, Jenna Hayes, director, really like that one. Oil Overload 7 from Chris Dreams, I like that one. Jackie St. James for Power and Control. Manuel Ferrara for Slutty and Sluttier 6, and Mike Adriano for The Spit and the Speculum. So lots of good contenders there. Jules Jordan only once, which is... actually, I think everybody's only here once. So no one's competing against themselves, which is nice to see. Tough call here. Don't really know. Have to see some of the rest of them. Best Director in a Parody. This is one that's very popular. Best Director in a Parody. Everybody loves their parody porn. Let's see. Rodney Moore for the Addams Family XXX. Rodney's been making parodies for years. Nice to see that. Andre Madness for Dallas XXX, which was pretty good. Smash Pictures, Jim Powers, Diary of Love. Haven't seen that one. I'm going to watch that today. El Gordo y la Flaca XXX. Shy Love, director for the Spanish parody, which I thought was kind of a cool thing. Joanna Angel, Fuckenstein. Fuckenstein was hysterical. Great sex. Godfather of Dream Zone parody, Leroy Myers. I liked that. It was a comedy version of The Godfather. I still think we need a serious, well-done, perhaps Sinister X version of Godfather. The Graduate XXX by Paul Thomas. Excellent. Great directing in that, by the way. Men in Black, a hardcore parody, Brad Armstrong. So he's nominated in all three categories. Kind of makes him a triple threat. Not the Three Stooges XXX by Will Ryder. Really well-directed movie. Sexually a little strange, because I just don't think the Stooges are all that great for fantasy material, but really liked the way it was directed. The Official Hangover parody, Mike Quasar, Brian Bangs, and Spock Buckton. Really liked that movie. It had a great look to it. Pee-wee's XXX Adventure, B-Scow. Spartacus, The Beginning, Marcus London. One of my favorite features. Star Wars XXX, Axel Braun. Tomb Raider XXX, Jordan Septo. And Training Day, Pleasure Dynasty parody, General Stone, Rob Black. Axel for Star Wars is going to be tough to beat because Star Wars is such an event. Brad did a really nice job with Men in Black, but he's nominated in the other two categories. I think that hurts him a little bit. I'm going to bet on Axel Braun. I'm just guessing. Best double penetration scene. Now, some of the scene stuff we may end up skipping over because it ends up just me reading a list of sex scenes, which I think maybe gets a little boring for you guys. Alexis Ford Darkseid, Voodoo and Chris Stokes with Alexis Ford. Haven't seen that yet. Anal Boot Camp, Lisa Ann, Steve Holmes, Chris Stokes, and Mark Wood. When I reviewed that, I mentioned at the time one of the best scenes I've ever seen. Really hot. Asa Akira's Insatiable 3 with Ramon Nomar and Mick Blue and Asa Akira. Great scene. Just great. Fantastic. Ass Factor 2, Chastity Lynn. Big Ass Anal Wreckage, Ashley O'Ryan with Nat Turner and Wesley Pipes. Chanel Preston, No Limits with Chanel, Alex, and Alex Gons and Billy Glide. Loved that one. DP Fanatic, Jada Stevens. Elastic Assholes 10 from Mike John with Sarah Chavon, Shawn Michaels, and D Snoop. Evolutionary 2 with Evangelina, James Dean, and Mr. Pete. Liked that one. The scene from Fuckenstein with Joanna Angel, James Dean, and Ramon Nomar was very good and very interesting. Lily Carter is Irresistible. Lily Carter. Oil Overload 7. Chrissy Lynn, Mr. Pete, Tony Rebus. One of my favorite scenes of the year. Honestly, loved that one. Remy LaCroix, Ramon Nomar, and Eric Everhart. Ramon Nomar seems to be in most of these scenes. And Sexual Tension, Raw and Uncut with London Keys. Haven't seen that one yet. But of the ones I've seen, Asa Akira Insatiable was fantastic. But Anal Boot Camp with Lisa Ann and the Oil Overload scene with Chrissy Lynn might be my favorites, with the Fuckenstein thing kind of getting some points for being original. Whew, slow down, man. Best drama. I think this is interesting now because we've got best feature. You know, we're sort of dividing everything up. Best comedy, best parody, best drama, best parody drama. Sometimes it seems like there's too many nominations. Best drama, I don't know. I'm not sure this is a category that needs to be separated, but there's some good titles here. So, Black Scary Movie from West Coast Productions, which was an interesting little horror film. Blow from Wicked Pictures, The Con Job, Digital Playground, Countdown, Wicked Pictures, which I thought was a really well-directed drama. The Four from Nin. Again, that's a movie I keep going back to. It's so good. Even if it's not great stroke material, it's really great as a feature. In Her Head from Vivid, Legal Appeal, Mark Dorcel, A Mother's Love from Pulse, Mothers and Daughters from Digital Playground, that was a good movie, My Mother's Best Friend 6 from Sweet Sinner, One Night in the Valley from Brazzers, Truth About O from Adam and Eve, The Valley, Zero Tolerance, Voracious, John Stagliano, and Wasteland. Honestly, other than Countdown on the 4, the bottom of that bracket, The Valley, great from Zero Tolerance, Voracious, I understand, is fantastic and will watch it. And Wasteland is great from Elegant Angel. So that seems to be... Now, this next category, Best DVD Extras, this is a category that was very dear to the heart of a good friend of mine, Den, who ran CAVR.com for years, passed away recently. And we used to have lots of long talks about how important the DVD extras were to overall ratings. He was meticulous in ranking and rating the extras like no one else, and though I disagreed with him and quite often just do a list of what is on there, I think of him every time this issue comes up, and I miss talking to him. He was a great friend and a great contributor to our business, and I hope he's recognized by all of the industry the way he was recognized by XRCO this past year. It was my honor to know Den and learn from him, and we won't get into how important he was and how some people just don't seem to realize it, because that'll just make me mad, and this is a happy day. By the way, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. We're doing this a couple days after Christmas. Had a really nice time. Myself, family had a great time. I was able to add to my Blu-ray collection mainstream titles like Dark Knight Rises, The Avengers, and The Amazing Spider-Man, which are fantastic, and also replace the stolen iPod, which is nice, so now I have music again. So hope you all had a great Christmas. Had to recover there a little bit. Anyway, best DVD extras. I wish Den were here to take over now, but it's just me. I don't really know what makes for great DVD extras. For me, I've always reviewed as a fan, and as a fan, what would make me want to buy a DVD more than just what's on it. And to me, BTS stuff is fun. photo gallery, you know, photo sessions are fun, pictures are nice, but it's bonus sex scenes that to me make it the best. So that's not how I vote as an AVN voter, because I believe the criteria is a little broader than just what you can spank to. So because of that, I sort of change up a little bit when I vote for this. By the way, this will be the last one. We're getting close to 15 minutes and we're trying to cut it. So sorry for so few categories. I hope the extra stuff was interesting. The Four from Nin, that movie is so visually stunning that the behind-the-scenes stuff is really interesting. The behind-the-scenes stuff for Iron Man XXX was pretty good. Men in Black had some really great stuff from Wicked, and they all also, by the way, always include extra bonus sex scenes, which I like. Not Animal House had some really good behind-the-scenes stuff. You see exactly how they make their movies. Revenge of the Petites had a lot of stuff. Spartacus had some really good work, and I still have to see Voracious and Wasteland. All of these are great for reasons beyond what I usually like, and I just told you what I like. Give me three bonus sex scenes, I'm good. Wasteland included longer sex scenes because during the feature, they cut everything very short. So sexually, Wasteland has the best. But overall, for movies like The Four, Not Animal House, Spartacus, I find it interesting to do some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. So those are my favorites there. All right, that's it for today. This is the Roger Reviews podcast. I am Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. Cut this off. Please visit the site. Please use the feedback button. And if you're interested in sponsoring these podcasts, they are available. We also have the Roger Reviews Fan Faves Award, so if anybody wants to sponsor there, we've got some pretty good costs for trophies and T-shirts and stuff. So drop me a line, Roger@RogerReviews.com, with any feedback, positive or negative. We'll see you again soon. Thank you very much.